Day 9, February 26th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 102 and was written by the Reverend Dr. Karen Anderson, class of 1997. When my daughter died very unexpectedly in February 2024 from unknown causes, I began a journey no mother ever wants to take. It has been incredibly difficult spiritually as well emotionally. I find myself crying out to God much like the writer of this psalm. The grief is debilitating at times. I want answers to questions like, does it do any good to pray, God, when your will is that someone is going to die? Why? 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 These are questions without answers other than accept it. And God is God, and you are not. At Lent last year, I found myself thinking for the first time about Jesus' mother, Mary. She too was a grieving mother. Maybe she asked similar questions. God, couldn't you save your son and work out your plan some other way? Jesus knew the suffering his mother would face as she grieved his death, and that may be why he asked John to take care of her. He loved her and knew the pain she was facing. I believe Jesus loves me and has compassion for my pain. I believe Jesus can handle my anger, frustration, and doubt. And because of what he did on the cross, I believe in something I call the resurrection principle, where God takes the heartbreak and tragedy in our lives and brings blessings out of them. I saw this when I was widowed at 40. Now I am seeing blessings with Jennifer's death. It means our grief and suffering are not useless. God had a plan and a purpose for my daughter's life, just as God did for Jesus's. I may never understand it, but God is God, and I am not. And God is a good God. Today's prayer. Lord, comfort us through the power of your Holy Spirit when we suffer loss, disappointment, frustration, and doubt, and do not understand. We do know your love. Help us remember the times you have worked things out for our good. Help us hold on till the joy of resurrection comes.